Are you still prioritizing broccoli?
Oh yeah.
Blueberries?
Now they're putting up cars, you know, peace and love and
Broccoli.
broccoli.
I'm Allison Hagendorf. America, this is the next. Hello, Times Square. I'm Allison Hagendorf.
I'm the live announcer of the B&B.
Welcome to Rock This with Allison Hagendorf.
Y'all, this is Allison Hagendorf.
Hello, my fellow music lovers, and welcome to the Allison Hagendorf Show.
Polar. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, my fellow music lovers, and welcome to a very special edition of the Allison Hagendorf Show presented by Cloudwater. We are on location today at the iconic Sunset Marquee, one of my favorite spots in LA. So much vibe, so much rock and roll energy and history here, starting back in the 70s with artists like Elton John and Neil Diamond. Bob Marley and the Wailers stayed here during their infamous shows at the Roxy. Punk and new wave bands like The Clash, Blondie, The Runaways, The Ramones all stayed here. In the 80s, it became ground zero for metal. So Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Kiss all caused mayhem here. And bands like Aerosmith, Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers, Green Day all hung out here in the 90s and beyond. They still do. It's a go-to for musicians, actors, and all of those, and us, with that rock and roll spirit. It is also home to the Morrison Hotel Gallery, which is really my happy place, as it surrounds you with so many magnificent moments in music history captured. What a perfect place to be sitting down with the one and only drummer for the Beatles, Ringo Starr. These surreal moments are so incredibly special to me, and I'll be soaking up every single second. I'm so glad you will be experiencing this with me as well. Come join me as we sit down with one of the greatest legends of all time, Ringo Starr. Ringo, I am honored to be sitting here with you today at the Morrison Hotel Gallery, which is my happy place.
Yeah.
This beautiful exhibit of Ringo Starr behind us.
Well, as you know, we have an EP coming out.
Yes.
And the promotion. And that's the actual...
This is the cover of Crooked Boy.
Cover. And we thought we'd have a whole show and put a wall of photos up so other people...
It's so beautiful.
You know, just to spread it out a bit.
Well, I love this Harry Benson one, yeah, taken Miami Beach, 1964. Why was this the right choice for the cover?
That's Linda.
Oh, Linda Perry chose it. I love that. Good choice, Linda.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have picked that.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I don't.
Do you remember this moment?
No.
No.
Oh, yes. It was Tuesday,
But this was during the same trip of the iconic Ed Sullivan Show performance,
yeah,
right?
We did Ed Sullivan in New York. We got on the train. We went to Washington. We did the first live gig. Then we went to Miami to do Sullivan from there. And, you know, we're from England. We're from Liverpool. We love the sun. And he's, you know, I wasn't posing there. He just sort of caught me drying off or whatever.
But during that trip in particular, this trip, obviously music, culture, and history was changed forever from that Ed Sullivan Show performance.
Yeah.
What was that seismic shift like for you during this trip?
Biggest thing, because we're English, was being in America. Mm-hmm. The plane was coming down in New York and coming to America. All the music we liked came from America. Very little British rock we liked at the time. And the idea we were there, you know, was just a mind blower. And the best thing we all loved about doing the Sullivan Show, we didn't know him, he didn't know us. He just saw a crowd waving at us at the airport, and he got off a plane, and we got off a plane. In those days, you got off the plane and walked to the customs. It was a lot more open. And he just booked us on the spot because of the...
Because of the crowd.
And you can't plan it. Then we got to New York, and we had a number one.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, everything was like, ting, 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 okay. You know, it was all like just fishing.
The planets aligned.
And you can't plan that.
Unbelievable.
So a lot of it, we have to thank Ed.
Yes.
Taking the jab.
Murray
Decay, the DJ, Cousin Bruce.
Yeah. And
this necklace was ripped off my neck in New York.
Who ripped it off?
Well, I went on radio, said, look, my auntie gave me that that necklace. If you bring it back on radio with the, I think, Cousin Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we're talking on the radio, and I said, I'd love it back because it, you know, means a lot to me, and I'll give you a hug. And the girl came to the door at the studio and gave it me back.
God.
Yeah.
What, do you still have the necklace?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I love this EP. I know it inside and out. And I love that.
Crooked Boy.
Yeah, Crooked Boy. Yeah. You incorporate the peace and love and positive outlook, of course. But it's really very reflective as well. And
well, you know, it's called Crooked Boy. I mean, we were talking about
this.
I don't know if I'd have picked that, but Linda's brilliant. And Crooked Boy, because she sort of read up on me, and I did have, you know, a lot of illnesses as
right.
a child.
Yeah.
And then I got up and made my own way.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like my life in a lot of ways, that though I was 14 in bed for a year because of TB, that's how they did it.
Yeah.
And they put you in a park. That was great. And they came round to keep us busy because in those days they used to give me a bed. Now they can't get you up fast enough.
Right.
It was like this woman came with a chart and tambourine and triangles and you know, just percussive and a little drum about this big. And I hit that drum and I wanted to be a drummer from then on.
Wow.
And I wouldn't be in the hospital band unless they gave me a drum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that, you know, who knew? And so my dream was to be a drummer from that moment.
What a silver lining of being ill.
It turned out. Okay.
Yeah, it did turn out okay.
My point was, Linda reads up and then
she knew.
She put all that into song.
Yes.
You know, because she is a genius.
Yes. That's the Crooked Boy song in particular, just very autobiographical, and it's very moving. You know, now at nearly 84, almost 84.
Yeah.
You know, just to think about all of the obstacles, the illness, addiction, loss, you know, and to not only overcome it, but to be thriving the way you are, you know, embracing life and being so youthful in your 80s. What is it that drives you and keeps you so...
I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's just, we can play till we drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, we'll probably be doing a sort of a blues band next. Slowing it down.
We welcome that. Any version.
Yeah.
You're about to do the All Star Band
for
21 dates, I believe, were announced right in fall.
I'm doing 24 dates.
24.
12 May, June, because we got the gig in Vegas, six gigs there.
It's
like the miniest amount of time they sort of take you these days. And then then you know, they want to say, okay, you can go home and do it. They don't want to go home. We're on tour,
right.
Put the band together. So besides those six, within those six, We do two more, which gives us eight.
Okay.
And then we fly to Mexico City.
That's amazing.
And do another two. So we've got 10. And that was like, okay, then you'll come home. Well, can't we work our way home? So we're doing two in Texas.
Of course. It's,
you know,
a little more.
And I love,
mean, you can do it.
I love Texas.
You're so, I mean, touring is physically demanding. How do you prepare for touring, stay in such great shape?
I don't do it for touring. I just do it for life.
Life.
You know what I mean? I have a trainer. I train myself. I keep moving. I watch what I eat.
Mm-hmm. Are you still prioritizing broccoli?
Oh, yeah.
Blueberries?
Now they're putting up cars, you know, peace and love and broccoli.
Peace, love, and broccoli.
And I just did a thing for WaterAid, and we got peace and love and water.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's coming into everything in my life lately.
Of course. Well, I think that's important for health. And, of course, relationships. You know, your beautiful wife, Barbara, and you have three children, eight grandchildren.
Ten. I have one
great grandkid. I mean, that is, what a blessing.
The strangest thing is my eldest son has a 38-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Zach recently got married here.
He did get married here, and we were all there.
Oh, great. It was also just announced that Let It Be is going to be available for the first time in 50 years.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I personally think, yeah, it's coming out. People will love it.
Yeah.
And the accent of it was sort of down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Peter Jackson found 50-odd hours, 56 unused hours, and he agreed to put the long get back together.
Yeah.
Because he would talk to me and I'd say, look, there was a lot of fun. You know, there's four guys in the room for a month. You know, there's laughter, there's joy. There's like, you know, sod you.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that. And I thought, just dealt with the low moments.
Right.
And, you know, that's not how it was. But that's how his film is, so that's up to him. I love Peter Jackson.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
It just gives you the whole picture. You know, but thank God for Michael Lindsay. He shot it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of footage that he didn't use, which made it even more exciting for the 50 years later.
Of course. You and Paul have a beautiful relationship. You still double date together. You support each other.
Well.
You and your wife.
You bring the girls.
Yes, you bring the girls. Yes, that's double date.
Wednesday night.
Right. You said he's the brother that you never had.
The three brothers I knew.
Right, the three brothers.
Only child, and I was in other bands, but the four of us, because of the circumstances and the music and the nature of us, we're like psychic.
Yeah.
It didn't take us very long to be like psychic. You know, for me, it was great because I'm playing, they're going to move it a bit here. Cool. You know, you could just feel it. We could feel each other where we're going, you know. Yes. And, you know, one of my favorite tracks is Yeah Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a room like this size. No separation.
Ah,
so great. It's like being starting out in Liverpool, you know, you play anywhere. And it was like, we were so close and John is great. And we just went for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's magic.
A lot of beautiful moments on and off stage, you know.
What is your favorite thing about Paul?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Paul, he remembers everything.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes it's my favorite thing.
Other times, not so much.
Some other times.
Yeah.
I mean, the fun story with that was, you know, Mary.
Yeah.
She did a documentary on Abbey Road, and I'm sitting here, and she's asking me things about the Beatles and that, and I'm saying, you better ask your dad. He remembers everything. Which he does.
He does.
You know, he's the one who remembered it. But the other thing about Paul was we did all that music because we'd make a record and John and I, we lived close by. We'd be in the garden, you know, look at that green. And the phone would ring and we'd both know it was Paul.
Aww.
And he'd be saying, hey, lads, let's go in the studio. So we did so much more work because of Paul.
Paul kept
you on. We always have to
task.
Thank him for that. Oh.
You know, when you're looking at all of these photos and thinking back on your life, what do you hope your legacy is as Ringo Starr of the Beatles and as Richard Starkey the man?
I think it's all one, right?
One.
Yeah. You know, the family, like kids don't call me Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Richie or
Dad.
They all call me Dad. But, you know, I don't know how to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think out there, it'll be the Ringo guy.
Yeah.
You know?
What makes you the most proud of your journey and your accomplishments?
No, proud I was in the band, proud of my children, proud, proud, proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not nothing can take over some of the others.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of this.
Yes, let's talk about this. Beats and Threads. I mean, I think this picture is a perfect introduction.
The beats, you know, that's I'm the drummer and I do play really well. And that in the Beatle days, the dressing, I was rather short. And now, a green striped suit and a beat.
Then and now.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? It was more colorful because thank you to San Francisco and Peace and Love and, you know, other people.
Colorful people.
You know, we change. You can hear through the music that certain substances besides alcohol came into our life. But Flower Power, I love Flower. One of my all-time favorite photos is, was it San Francisco? Anyway, they were just putting flowers down the guy's guns.
Yeah.
Cups, you know. And you think, yeah, how great. And, you know, we're still Peace and Love. We're trying. But I got it all from them.
That's where it all started. Yeah.
You know, and it was great. We did this thing yesterday. It was like a couple of hundred people to plug the record in a record store, Amoeba. And I went like that. They all went like that.
That's the best.
You know, all those seconds, that's something Maharishi told us, that, you know, meditation, you do it, and you get deeper, and you can get deeper. You know, and it's like that. And for me, Peace and Love now, a lot of people, I see a lot of people doing talk shows, and the guests are coming on, hey.
Yeah.
So I think it's building up. So it's not a bad thing to build up.
We need it more now than ever, yeah, so.
Anyway, but that's what it's about.
It is. Peace and Love.
Yeah, peace, but this, great. You'll see some fancy clothes and several of my drum sets.
And I love that it's pink. Of course, representing the choice of this pink.
Well, you know, like, since the turn of the century, people have said, it was pink? Yeah, it was pink, but, you know, that's all.
Well, Ringo, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Well, in the utmost love and respect for you, thank you for everything and your contributions as a human, as Ringo, and just for being a beautiful being. Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love. I am floating right now. I am totally on a high because, you know, I've sat down with so many amazing artists, but sitting down with a Beatle, Ringo Starr, that is a life apex. And what a class act. What a beautiful human. I think my life's complete now, guys. This pool has countless stories. A typical lunch around this pool would have been Joan Jett, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Robert Plant, and Grace Jones, just all hanging out. Joe Strummer of The Clash took his iconic picture here. Flea from the Chili Peppers definitely, like, cannonballed off of the roof into this pool. I was here for an incredible night celebrating 50 years of The Doors with Robbie Krieger, Miley Cyrus, Gary Clark Jr., Andrew Watt, The Struts, Dennis Quaid. It just was this unbelievable, magical night. And I can't believe, again, that I just sat down with Ringo Starr here at the Sunset Marquee. Just so surreal. Sharing these experiences with you means everything to me. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I'll see you next time. Cheers.